least one of these races, which, if true, would guide us in advising our client on his plea in this case. And for the purpose of preparing the defense, regardless of whether the testimony be, we don't know whether or not we would offer it as original evidence, but some of the witnesses are alleged. We do not know. We have only, we have conflicting reports as to what they are alleged to have said or to have found. And it's the very essence, the reason for taking depositions is for that purpose. It will help us to explore, to eliminate the chaff, to preserve whatever the wheat, and will facilitate preparation for trial and the trials of the case after it will save the time of the case. Otherwise, we if we do eliminate the exploratory maneuvers that would incidentally come as a part of the cross-examination. It's true that a great many of these witnesses have been, claims have been furnished to us as possible witnesses for the prosecution. But regardless of what side summons a witness, he is a witness for the case of the court. He can be used by each side. And we have no way of knowing, and particularly in view of the prosecution never having made a return of the witnesses served, as to how many of the 360-odd witnesses they designated in by name have actually been served. And we are not relegated to the prosecution or its efforts in preparing our case. We are charged with the responsibility of doing that ourselves. And to that end, we respectfully ask permission of the court to take the depositions of all the witnesses or whose depositions we state to the court that we have arranged in each of the towns where these witnesses reside, that is Washington, Atlanta, Birmingham, and Jefferson City, with the local lawyers who in turn have consulted the courts and the court reporter, or directly with, in some instances, the court reporters and the judges to issue the subpoenas for the witnesses. We are prepared to give those names and agree on a date to appear with the representative of the prosecution at the taking of these witnesses' deposition.
We oppose to it as four places. First premise that I see that Mr. Foreman makes here is that the defendant is without funds and has to depend on the state to provide funds to take these depositions. As I recall, Mr. Foreman has in his possession $5,000 now that was given to him as a result of a meeting with Mr. Huey. So I feel that the defendant has in his possession, in fact, information that has come to me as accurate, $5,000. Now, Your Honor, Mr. Foreman then relates to the court that we have no idea of what these witnesses are going to say or what they may say, that this is kind of an exploratory situation in order to facilitate the time in this case. Then as I see what he is saying to the court is strictly prohibited by our law in this state that he is not entitled to discover. I feel in view of what he may state to the court that he is attempting to use this as a purpose of discovery. And not only is discovery, but going on a fishing expedition, so to speak. Might I say, if the court pleases, if because the defendant asked that process issue, doesn't necessarily mean that it's a right of his that it issue. It's a matter under our law, and federal law also, as I understand the law, that this court has a control over because a process is issued in the name of the court. And the court has, under our law, the right to make a determination if this testimony is material. And if it is material evidence that the court has made that fact known, then the court may issue process. We feel that under our law, if the court pleases, that the deposition, it might not kind of particularize here for the benefit of the court. We have a UL Baker that he wants to take his deposition, exploratory deposition, or discovery deposition, or to find out, as he said. Baker is under subpoena. He has been furnished to the defendant months ago as being a prospective witness for the state, will be here. Mr. Kirby's, his name's been furnished to the defendant and will be here to testify in court, please, in accordance with the Constitution, the Confrontation Clause.
Is he under subpoena?
He is under subpoena in court, please. Clyde R. Manasco is a subpoenaed state's witness who has been furnished to the defense. Mr. Hitt is not under subpoena by the state if the court pleases. As far as I know, he was not here in the city of Memphis at the time this killing took place. The Andrew J. Young, he was here. I believe that we have him under subpoena. If we do not have him under subpoena, my general tells me we do not. We will have him here. He is going to be brought here by us in court, please.
He will be subpoenaed,
yes,
by the state.
Yes,
Reverend Andrew J.
Young. J.D. Gorn.
Yes, excuse me.
Excuse me, Your Honor.
I must make a list of these.
All right. J.D. Garner is under subpoena and will be brought here by the state to testify and confront this defendant if the court pleases.
Just a minute. You say he is or will be?
He is under subpoena if the court pleases.
All right, sir.
Dr. William Rutherford, Reverend Lowry, and the Reverend Martin Luther King are not under subpoena. There's no anticipation on behalf of the state to ask that these three people come in here and testify to court, please. Kind of feel in view of what we read in the paper about Mr. Bevel, I believe his name was, that this testimony expected our fishing expedition by defendant here will be along the comparable lines of the Reverend Bell, who made all kinds of allegations and statements that were publicized. Now, Your Honor, he has typed in here, about overlooked it, Mr. George Bonebrake, who testified under oath in a court of law at a prior hearing in London, was cross-examined over there, did confront this defendant. He is under, he is going to be subpoenaed by the state of Tennessee, requested to come in here and testify for a plea.
He will be subpoenaed.
Yes.
Let's see.
Now, Your Honor, we don't feel that the good faith existed necessary in asking for process to issue under this motion here. We don't believe Mr. The defendant, should I say, is going to call Mr. Bonebrake as a witness for the defendant. But we feel that it is a fishing expedition. In accordance with a statement made by counsel that it was an exploratory sort of a thing to discover what he could, if he could, what they might testify to. So we feel unless it is materially shown to this court as a matter of law and as a matter of right, he's not entitled to the process that he's asking for in this motion. I rely on the court pleases when I say that it's a matter of its court controlling its process. Philip Bacon versus the state of Tennessee, reported in 385 Southwest 2nd at page 107.
Corrections in Jefferson City, Missouri, nor Harry Law of Care of the Missouri Department of Corrections in Jefferson City, Missouri. What is the status of those?
We have not issued a process for either of the two gentlemen at the court, please. So in answer to the court's question, they are not under state subpoena at this time.
Well, do you at this time intend to subpoena?
Your Honor, there is that a keeper of some type records from a Missouri state penitentiary will be called as a state witness.
Is it either one of these gentlemen?
Your Honor, I can't. Neither name rings a major chord with me, so I can't, in fairness, answer the court's question in regards to that. I do not. So I can't say at this time to the court in answer to the court's question. I do know that we are going to make arrangements to have a keeper of some type records from the Missouri State Penitentiary, but the two names here do not strike a familiar chord with. Now, Your Honor, C.E. Kirkpatrick, Mr. Beasley's called to my attention. We're not going to call Mr. Kirkpatrick, as I understand it, but we have going to issue process for the keeper of the records in that bank.
C.E. Kirkpatrick. You don't know whether he's the keeper of the records.
He is the keeper of the records, but we were given, as I understand, the name of another person who is the next in line and in charge of those records pertaining to a safety deposit box. So Kirkpatrick's testimony would be the same, as I understand, from my viewpoint, same as the witness that we do have coming out of that bank. Is it John Hanners on here? We do not contemplate issuing a process for him in court, please. We reiterate, if the court pleases, it should not be allowed in discovery. As he said, that's what he wants to do. The other witnesses, I think that a material reason other than an exploratory search ought to be given to the court before it issues process. And then the $5,000 that are available in Mr. Foreman's possession, as I understand the information given to me, are to underwrite the expense of this trip